Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph. Before we begin the new Mishnah, we're going to go through the introduction that will introduce us to a number of new concepts in our new Perek. So, like this. There's a concept of, just like you can add an extra day to a month, right? Some days you have an extra Hebrew day in the month. They call Ibra Chodesh. Ibra comes from the word pregnant. Like a woman has a baby sticking out. So you add a month, you add a day sticking out of the month. So it's called Ibra Chodesh. You also have adding a month to a year, like Ibra Hashana. This year, we actually have an Ibra Hashana. We have a second Adar. There are two Adars. So it's an Ibra Yar. So too, Kach Tosefes is also this concept of adding space, adding a shetach, a space to a city, which is called Ibur Ha'ir, to like stretch out, you know, the city. And we'll explain what this means throughout the following Mishnayos. So the rule is like this. If you have a house that stands outside of the city, but the distance between the house and the outskirts of the city is less than 70 amos and 2/3, then we look at it as if it's connected to the city. Okay? So you have a city, the outskirts are at, you know, point X. If there's going to be another home within 70 and 2/3 of an amma, then that home stretches out the border of the city. Right. So what happens if you have, you know, one house at 70 and 2/3 from the outskirts of the city, and then another house is 70 and 2/3, you know, after that one, and it could go on for a distance of a day, of days and days journey. So we look at it as if they're all mitzvah, they'll connect to the city, and it stretches out, you know, when the city ends. So it plays a big role in the city in that it stretches out its, you know, its area very, very far. So all these homes are called blitos. They're like sticking out of the city, and there's going to be different types of towers that stick out of the city. And now we're going to discuss each one, you know, how they work and how you measure the city. Mishnah Aleph. Ketzev Ma'abar Nesarim. How do you ma'abar the city? How do you stretch out the city limits? So, bias nichnas, bias yotze. Let's say you have some homes that are going in, some homes that are going out, meaning they're not in a straight line. You just have, you know, a home over here, a home over there, and they're all, of course, within 70 and 2/3 of the city, but they're on the outskirts. They keep on stretching out the outskirts of the city. Or pagam nichnas, pagam yotze. If you have a city which is walled in, and then you have like these towers that are sticking out, you know, on the corners, or different angles. Or Hayusham, they were at the edge of the city. Gidu Dios, that are walls from destroyed houses. And these walls, even though the homes are destroyed, the walls are Gavohos, Asar Tvachim, they're 10 Tvachim tall. And of course, Vein, Beinan, Beinair, the distance between them and the city is, you know, 70 Amos and 2/3 or less. Or Ugusham, if there are bridges, and bridges where there are people living, you know, on the bridges or underneath the bridges in little huts to collect the taxes and people go over them. Unefashos, or if there are buildings by a graveyard for the people that, Shishban based Dira, there are people that, you know, dwell there in order to watch over the cemetery. So any of these kind of structures, Motzin Esamida Kenegdan, they stretch out the measurement against them. Amichos Labitos, outside the blitos. Meaning, Kigon, for example, if the blitos is sticking out areas, you had like this house sticking out on the Kerem Mizrachas Fonos on the northeastern side, we look as if the, southeast also has something sticking out, because what you're gonna do is you're gonna take a string and stretch it from the northeast all the way to the southeast. And then you're gonna, stretch out the, your boundaries of the city. Viosanosan, you make it kimintavl murbat. You make it as if there's like a square, surrounding your city. Kadeshi Niska says avios, in order that you should get rewarded by the corners. Meaning, every city, whether the city's round, whether the city's triangle, it doesn't matter the shape of the city. We look at the most distant homes around the city. So if you have like a Google Maps open, and the city is even, let's just say, a perfect circle, but you have a home over there, a home over here, on all different corners. So you look how far these homes are from the city. As long as they're within 70, almost in 2/3, we consider it part of the city. And until you reach the last home, right, you want to aim to hit the last home. Once you hit it, you kind of draw a square from like one to the other. And what happens is that you end up making your city into a square, and you also get rewarded. You know, you not only are you stretching out your city limits by these random houses, but you also get rewarded by the corners. Meaning, even though if the corner there's no home, but because the string is being stretched out from one home to the other, for example, you have one home in the far north, one in the far south, one in the far west, one in the far east. You take a string and you stretch it out like making actual squares. So even though there's nobody in the corners, you gain the corners as part of the city as walking space. So it's kind of like a freebie. And then once you start, you draw your square and you have your, you know, all the connecting homes, that's going to be your city. And then beyond those homes is where you start counting the 2,000 amos of walkable area that'll end the border of the city. So this is the concept of Ibor, of, you know, stretching out your city by taking advantage of all the random homes that are, you know, nearby. Mishnah Beis. Nos nin karfei fli'ir. What is permitted? So you had the city. You added now these extra homes, right? Now the Mishnah says, don't just start counting your 2,000 amos for your tchum, for your border, from the end homes that we just mentioned. But you even get a bonus space and where you start counting the tchum from. What's that? A karfeif. After you, you know, map out your city, like we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, and you add all these extra homes, you also can add a karfeif. What's a karfeif? It's a migrash, a field, which is 70 amos and 2/3 of an amma. Shuhu nechshav od ki chelek min ir, it's considered like a piece of the city. Umodim es tchum alpayim amma bimenu la'alan. So now, you have your city, you have the random homes that are at the outskirts of the city. You can add a karfeif, just an open field, of 70 amos and 2/3, and then after the karfeif, start measuring your 2,000 amos for the border of the city. So this is a bonus to what we mentioned in the previous Mishnah. Divrei Meir, these are the words of a Meir. He learns it out from Psukim, that you could have an extra empty field of 70 amos and 2/3 outside of these homes at the outskirts of the city, and then after the field, begin counting your 2,000 amos for the tchum, for the border. Whereas, V'chachamim Oben Nucham say, Lo Amur Karfeif, we not mention Karfeif, this field, Ela Bein Shtei Ayaros, only when you have two cities that are near each other. If the distance between these two cities are, they explain over here, Klomar, Shem Shtei Ayaros, the two cities, the distance between the two of them is 141 amos and 1/3 of an amma. So then, which is like the shear of two karfeifs together, 17 2/3 plus 70 2/3 would equal 141 1/3. So if that's the distance that you have, an exact distance of two karfeifs between two cities, as a karfeif l'shtein liyos ka'achas, you can make a karfeif to both of them, to both cities, to combine them as one. Nos in karfeif l'kol achas min hayaros, you give a karfeif to each city. Through this, you make it as one city. Whoever lives in one city can go to the other city, you know, as if they're connected. So the Chacham say that no, we don't just add a karfeif to the border of the city, you know, like Omer says. Rather, if you have two cities that are within a distance of one another of the exact area of two karfeifs, which would be 141 amos and 1/3, then we could put two karfeifs between the two cities and connect the two of them so they're like one gigantic city. But in general, just to throw a karfeif to the border of a city, the Chacham disagree, and that would be, yep, the Chacham disagree. So that's going to be the machlokas between Rebbe Meir and the Chachamim. Rebbe Meir says, every city, you go to the outskirts where there are random homes, and you add a karfeif, and then after the karfeif, you start counting your 2,000 amos. Whereby the Chacham hold that, no, the only time you add a karfeif is if you have two cities right next to each other, they're an exact distance of two karfeifs, you know, between each city, so that each city can then add a karfeif, and then they have two karfeifs back to back to each other, connecting the cities, and they make it into one, you know, gigantic metropolis, one gigantic city. But otherwise, the Chacham hold that we don't just give a freebie and add a karfeif to the outskirts of a city, and that concludes Mishnah Beis.